From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Dave Hawkins, a more than 30-year veteran in the music industry. Dave Hawkins with Peg Buchanan, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Every song's been sung, but this one. Every line written already been wrote. Every hero's a star. How can I expect to make it that far? Living on three chords and just a few notes. Every woman in love has been loved. Every love given already been gave. Every life together's been lived and given. Every ounce of love that I have to give. Can there be anything left to say? Folk singer's life. Folk singer's life. Mitchell, Baez, and Bob all got there. Along with Mary, Peter, and Paul. Bust the chords, begging for gigs, just trying to make a night, make it big. Giving their heart, their soul, and their all. Folk singer's life. Folk singer's life.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Now do you want to go there with me? I'm living in Motel 6's out on the road. Just eating Big Mac, stale crackers and cheese. It might not be for you, but it's a life I lead. Singing and living my songs on the road. Folk singer's life. Folk singer's life. Every song's been sung, but this one. Every song's been sung, but this one. Every song's been sung, but this one.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 473rd live performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan. He has shared the stage and studio with artists as diverse as Sam Bush, Peter Yarrow, and Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson, just to name a few. Tonight with Dave is Peg Buchanan. Peg has toured and recorded with Dave Hawkins for over 20 years and adding that special color to Dave's Americana music. We'll learn more about them shortly. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan.
Drop of water in the ocean. Drop of oil in the stream. Drop an interest in love life for you and me. Drop in temperature but rising. Somehow it ain't surprising. A spark still in there somewhere for you and me. Burning ember of love. It's hot and rising. Fire burns so brightly for you and me. Ember becomes a flame. Who are we to cry and complain? If our love lasts forever, we'll let it be. Some pigeon, the cry of babies in the night, the cry of you when we argue and fight. What are we fighting for? Like you, I don't want to fight no more. Let's say I love you, then we'll say goodnight. Burning ember of love, it's hot and rising. Fire burns so brightly for you and me. Ember becomes a flame. Who are we to cry and complain? If our love lasts forever, we'll let it be. Ember becomes a flame. Who are we to cry and complain? If our love lasts forever, we'll let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with Dave Hawkins. Here's Donald.
For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. Tonight we have Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan here. Tell everybody a little bit about your musical background and how you all found each other, some time ago and have continued playing with each other.
For me, I was born in Columbus, Ohio, and I grew up there until I went away to school in the 70s. I actually went to a Catholic grade school. A lot of people humorously refer to it as the liturgical folk music scare, because everybody got acoustic guitars and decided they were going to start playing them in church. And I was in grade school, and at the time I had already been playing guitar from the time I had been about 8 years old. I started taking guitar lessons. So there was this cool nun and priest in our school who decided they were going to start a folk group with the kids, and I was the only one who knew how to play three chords. So that's when I actually started playing in front of people for real. And then over the years, it just kind of morphed into this.
Three chords and the truth.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
This house once was a home, plastered and painted on. Now it's a shell for a wrecking ball. Four-lane highway, that's all. Mom and Pop's grocery gone. Kids have grown and moved on to New York, LA, somewhere far away. It's a Walmart superstore. Harry's Five and Dime ain't no more. You can buy all kinds of plastic crap, like a Chinese-made Old Glory baseball cap. Mom and Pop's grocery gone. Kids have grown and moved on to New York, LA, somewhere far away.
Here we go.
every time I go back home to those city streets I used to roam. I gotta cry as I look around, a concrete nightmare that once was my town. Mom and Pop's grocery gone, kids have grown and moved on to New York, LA, somewhere far away. New York, LA, somewhere far away. Thank you.
So how did you come across Peg Buchanan?
The funny thing is, Peg will go further on this. She hadn't been playing fiddle or violin for quite a while, and almost 25 or so years ago, I was actually working with an organization in Columbus that had a pub, and I would host like an open mic night, and this is back in the early 90s probably. One of the guys who came to the pub all the time said, hey, my wife is just starting to play fiddle again. She hadn't played for a while. And I'll never forget this, because I said, you know, this isn't the Gong Show, you know, I mean, and this woman came in with a fiddle, and she was nervous as could be, but just really started killing it on the fiddle. And so then a few years later, she was in a Celtic group, a Celtic duo, and they decided they wanted to start playing some festivals. So a guy who was playing keyboards with me and I joined them. And then when that group kind of broke up, I asked Peg if she would consider playing with me in kind of a crossover Celtic band that I had put together at the time called Celtic Core. Am I correct so far?
So far, it sounds good, yes.
We've been good friends for 22, 23 years. I feel very lucky because she's put up with a lot of crap on the road with me where, you know, the tours that go bad and she just keeps smiling and she hasn't stabbed me with her bow yet. So.
The bow's way too expensive for that.
Melvin was raising some chickens as a project for the FFA. He'd clean out the chicken coop and feed them before going to school every day. He knew he had some winners and looked forward to the county fair. But one day when he came home from school, chickens just weren't there. Somebody stole the chickens. Rhode Island Reds, it might have been a neighbor. Some jealous kids. Melvin's chickens never made it to the Saline County Fair. They probably ended up in a chicken pot pie on someone's dinner table somewhere. Now Melvin's daddy told him, it's your own damn fault. This probably never would have happened if chicken coop got locked. In the middle of the Depression, folks will do anything for their next meal, even if that means stooping down to beg, borrow, or steal. Somebody stole the chicken. Rhode Island Reds, it might have been a neighbor. Some jealous kids. Melvin's chickens never made it to the Saline County Fair. They probably ended up in a chicken pot pie on someone's dinner table somewhere. Approached his 90th year and I visited him one day. He told me the story about the chickens and how he had the urge to pray for all the folks who got nothing, and we should help them when we're able. And he hoped whoever stole the chickens were grateful as they gathered round their table. Somebody stole the chickens. Rhode Island Reds, it might have been a neighbor. Some jealous kids. Melvin's chickens never made it to the Saline County Fair. They probably ended up in a chicken pot pie on someone's dinner table somewhere.
Thank you.
And before we get too far from that song, I have to give it to Peg for bringing the chicken to life.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
As a musician, you get to this song idea, and you're talking about the chickens getting stolen, and bringing this to life with the chicken sounds, and it's a comedic song, but it's a little sad that there was no blue ribbon. And how did you work with material like that? How do you come up with such a magical tune?
My dad had a knack for telling stories. Some of the stories he told us growing up might possibly be true, or most of them might be true. You could tell in his face when he was telling the story that he was there watching what had happened back then. So that whole song just came to me, and the way he told it just had that humorous feel to it. So I guess that's how it came to be. Lay me down and roll me over, make me feel like four-leaf clover just fell right into my hand. You know that I love you, and you know that I need you, and I want you to want me for your man. You're no back door lady, ain't no front door fool. You're just somebody's darling, yeah, that's you. I just want to love you, and I want you to love me too. And everyone will know there's one where once there were two. Well, the first time that I saw you, I was sure, yeah, I knew that you were the only one for me. Every night I'd have that same dream. I knew it could only mean that you and me together were meant to be. You're no back door lady, ain't no front door fool. You're just somebody's darling, yeah, that's you. I just want to love you, and I want you to love me too. And everyone will know there's one where once there were two. Hey! Now we have been together for what seems like forever, and I'm so glad that you have chosen me. The proverbial hand in glove, yeah, that describes our love, and we will be as happy as can be. You're no back door lady, ain't no front door fool. You're just somebody's darling, yeah, that's you. I just want to love you, and I want you to love me too. Everyone will know there's one where once there were two. Yeah, everyone will know there's one where once there were two.
Thank you. You've just joined us. Tonight, we're with Dave Hawkins on Red Barn Radio.
Being in Lexington, we felt maybe we should make sure we have a horse song in the set list. This is a song that was written by a really great Irish singer-songwriter by the name of Jimmy McCarthy. And I learned this song from Christy Moore, another great Irish singer-songwriter. And it's a song about a horse that's been put out to pasture, and he's watching his master ride off on a new horse. It's called Ride On. The finest horse I've ever seen, standing 16, one or two, eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to.
When you ride into the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. Turn to face an empty space where you used to lie. Look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ever seen standing 16, one or two, eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. No matter how I wanted to. No matter how I wanted to.
So it's interesting that you've got the deep classical background, but you've got that, you know, influential Celtic sounds, and it creates this new sound that you bring into this duo. Dave, how does that help with, you know, songwriting, knowing that you've got this sound? But how does that sound really alter the way that you would look at writing a song?
I guess I make it harder on Peg because when I first write songs, I'm really not thinking of instrumentation at all. I just have my guitar, and a lot of my songs just start out with lyric ideas, and then I kind of ask my guitars what the melody needs to be, and depending on which guitar I'm playing or if I'm in a weird tuning, that's a lot of time where the songs come from. I started out just playing it solo when I was out playing solo, and the one time we were out playing somewhere, a coffee shop or something, and Peg got up and started doing the little chicken thing. And I went, oh, gee, that's kind of cool. So I guess the obvious thing is Peg kind of wrote that part for the song, and I'm glad she did it. At first I thought, I don't know if I'm going to like that. But then as I listened, I thought, wow, that just obviously fits there. So, and that's kind of where my songs usually end up is when, you know, I'll play them for Peg, and sometimes she'll say, I don't know if there's a fiddle part in there. And then other times she's like, hey, I got this idea. It's amazing the color that it adds. And I'm so happy it's there. It's there, the fiddle's there, and Peg's there with it. So. Oh, Loretta, you got your mother's eyes. Oh, Loretta, when you look at me, it's so surprising to hear you're leaving me behind. When I think of all my love for you, I can't keep from crying. Oh, Loretta, did you just think of this today? Oh, Loretta, are you serious or are you playing with my frail emotions, knowing how I feel for you?
Do you really care about what you're about to do? Oh, Loretta, remembering years gone by. Oh, Loretta, how I held you when you cried and how I tried to share your happiness. I reached out in your pain. Will you walk out, turn your back on me and break my heart again? Take off and start running. You know your mother and me love you so much. We won't try to make you stay. Your time has come to be on the run and we won't stand in your way. Oh, Loretta, you got your mother's eyes. Oh, Loretta, when you look at me, it's so surprising to hear you're leaving. Leaving me behind. When I think of all my love for you, I can't keep from crying. Whoa, Loretta. Whoa, Loretta. Oh, Loretta. Oh, Loretta.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Peg. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just great. It's wonderful to be here.
I do have to comment for all of our radio listeners. You're missing out on a rare sight in an instrument. What would you call that color? White?
It's kind of cream colored now. Okay. It did start out white many years ago.
It's not often that you see something like that.
It's an electric acoustic, so I can play it either way. And the acoustics are on the inside of it. Amazingly, it actually sounds good as an acoustic instrument. I did not think it would.
I would probably have a nickname for it, like white chocolate or something like that, just because.
Oh, I love
cookies
chocolate.
And cream.
Yeah,
or
maybe I should.
Every song's been sung, but this one. Every line written already been wrote. Every hero's a star. How can I expect to make it that far? Living on three chords and just a few notes. Every woman in love has been loved. Every love given already been gave. Every life together's been lived of giving. Every ounce of love that I have to give. Can there be anything left to say? Folk singer's life. Folk singer's life.
Coming up, more Mitchell Red Barn Radio with Dave Hawkins, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Dave Hawkins after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.